Thank you for tuning in to the Vontae NYC podcast. I am your host, Vontae, and today on this snowy Sunday, I am happy to be here another episode. I know I skipped a week, guys. I thank you all for tuning in to the first three episodes of my comeback for the podcast. Thanks for all the feedback. I'm not going to mess up the words this time around. But I was thinking on my way here today about longevity, and part of the theme of this episode is going to be longevity, is because you really got to think about your craft and if it's something that you see yourself doing in the future. There are some people who start off doing entertainment, music, whatever it may be, and 2 years down the line, they give up because maybe they don't feel the support. Maybe they don't feel like people are tuning in. But if you stay true to yourself, if you, you know, stay true to your craft and who you are, one day it will pay off. And I do have a example in the building today. This is somebody who's been around entertainment from, I want to say 2013, maybe before that, but I got in tune way back. 2019, about to go into 2020. It is great to see all of the great things he's done. Remain positive and humble throughout the process. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know me, you know I've been waiting to get this interview for a long time. So today, I have Big Dilf in the building, a.k.a. Wavy's World. What's going on, my brother? What's growling?
Yes, sir. What's growling? You ain't know this. Big Dilf in the spot. Shh. Matter of fact, we already made it hot. You ain't growling, wilding. Get your money up and not your funny up.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now. Don't ask me to growl. You know what I sound like when I growl? You ever, like, get like a hot tater tot, right? And you try to eat it mad quick, and that shit burning.
Yeah.
You're like, that's me when I growl, or I sound like a young Simba trying to scare away the hyena. So I'm not going to growl on air, but I'll try it afterwards. But I appreciate you coming through. You just came up for a very busy night last night, sir. Frank McFly and friends. I do apologize. I couldn't be in the building. I will make it up to you, the gang, sooner than later. But how was it last night, man? It looked like a lot of energy.
It was lit. I pulled up like around like 10-ish. Mm. I think they started like 8.
Yeah,
everybody calling my phone. Where you at? I'm like, yo, my call time into like 11. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I get in a spot, now, I mean, make it hot. And then, you know, I did what I did. It was cool. I performed 2 new songs.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my boy Rich Chino out.
Yeah, shout out to Rich Chino.
Yeah. I mean, we did what they did. I did a Jamaican song, so I had like the fake dreads.
Oh.
They didn't even know because I came in there with the hoodie on. I mean, tied it up. And then when I performed that song, I put the hoodie down. I said, can I let my dreads hang? Let the dreads hang. Everybody was crying.
The 2 songs that you performed, are they out now?
Nah.
When you plan on releasing these tracks?
I don't know.
You don't even know?
I do music for fun. So I mean, I be in the studio every week. I just be making music and keep it for myself.
Mm-hmm. So you say you do music for fun. And now, like I said in the beginning of the episode, we talk about longevity and how people have started their craft from early on. And many years later, they're still sticking to it. Like, I always attest to it because I myself been doing media since 2013. I didn't give up. I took some time off to go back to the drawing board, see what I did wrong, see what I did right. But you, again, are somebody that has been around for some years. So talk about the experience and the journey from, you know, back then until now. How's it been so far?
So far, everything been good. Like, I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I had more drive before than now. It's crazy. Like, before, you know, you first start and you see something. You know, you're doing something outside of your comfort zone. Like, you know, I was doing the skits on YouTube, so going hard, meeting all my guys. We got the camera crew doing the whole skit.
The shit's on the train
studio. Like, thinking so much about the skits. It's like, I noticed the one. But nah, it's like you chasing a hit. You can't just chase it. You just got to have fun with it and just do what it do. And you never know what's going to pop, you know what I mean?
Because I feel like a lot of people are trying to make that viral moment or trying to push for that moment. You just got to do what to do it.
Yeah, just do it, you know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, shoot, that went viral? Like, all the stuff I put my heart into. So it's like, whatever, you know what I mean? You just go with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in people being before their time?
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So the reason I asked that is because, like I said, you, from the times that you were entertaining from 2013, social media wasn't as big. We didn't have all these outlets. But you were still, if not as entertaining as you are today. Like I said, I've been a fan or a supporter since those days, so I know that it wasn't something that just came out of the blue. So back to the question, if you can answer it now, do you feel like people are before their time in that sense? Should they be waiting for that right moment or right thing to come along to kind of push what they're doing for it, or what do you think about that?
I don't know. You saying like you be like, oh, he had his time, whatever, like that. You saying
no, right? So pretty much like this, like. Obviously, back in 2013, 2014, you weren't as big as you were now, right?
Uh-huh.
But again, you were still entertaining at the same degree, or if not high, like I said, you had a different drive. I guess the better question is, what prevented you from popping as you are now back then, if that's a better question for you?
That's a good question, yeah. I think people attention spans is shorter now.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? I did like a quick little video that went viral. Before, I was doing sketches like 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 5 minutes. People ain't trying to watch that whole thing, the laugh. You feel me? They want a quick laugh,
real quick. And then scroll to the next thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I think.
So that's what it was, I guess. It was you just figuring out, like, okay, what do I need to do to appeal?
It wasn't even that, son. It wasn't even that. It was just something I just did. Like, to be honest, between me and you, I was done. Like, I was at that point, like, yo, I'm done with this. I'm done impressing Instagram. I'm about to just go to YouTube. That's where the money is.
That's where, yeah, facts.
You feel me? So, what I did was, on Instagram, I just, like, I was at a cookout. We went to the liquor store, got some Patron. And I just told my man, like, yo, record me, because it came, like, a, in a purse bag. looking bad. So, I'm like, yo, record me and be like, yo, why you got this purse? And you know what's crazy? Now that I think about it, I don't know how I did that, because that's not even funny. I mean, not even funny.
The reaction...
That's obviously not planned. That was planned. Like, yo, just record me and be like, why you wearing it? Why you got this purse? The rest wasn't planned.
They wait for the punchline. I think it was the punchline that got crazy. Everybody. So would you say that was your, not first viral moment, but was that one of your biggest?
That was one of my biggest, yeah.
Biggest? What was your first viral moment?
My first viral moment was, it's in between two videos. It was one video I did with a shorty. We was on 42nd Street, and we walking, and we holding hands, and then somebody bump her. And she like, yo, my man beat you up. He know karate, da-da. And that's when I just run.
Yeah, I had one crazy viral on Facebook.
Yeah, there's another video. I'm walking with a girl, and she keeps trying to hold my hand, and I keep, like, shying away from her and things like that. Yeah, and that went crazy viral.
What is, as far as social media is concerned, because we're talking about viral now, what platform do you think that you're getting the most love from? Because it's kind of weird to ask that question, because I know on Instagram it's crazy. Like, views, comments, shares. But then, like, you look at videos on Facebook when they get, like, millions of views off a viral share, you know. So what do you think right now you're getting your most attention from?
Right now it's TikTok. Right now TikTok. Because Instagram is, like, kind of, like, I'm not posting as much as I used to, so my views and stuff like that drop down, you know, my page views. So it's like, when I make a post, the views ain't gonna be as crazy as, like, the last one.
So speaking about TikTok a lot, it was something I want to address later on in the conversation, but now that you brought it up, I don't know. I can't get into it, bro. Like, I can't get into the TikTok wave. I see, like, people doing it. It looks fun. But I just can't grasp it. What is it like being, like, a TikTok sensation now? Because I see you reposting a lot of people growling and et cetera. What's that like?
It's cool. Because it's like, you know, first and foremost, I thought TikTok was, like, fake, yo. Because the first video I threw up, well, the second video I threw up, that joint had, like, a million views in, like, 2 days.
I see people going crazy.
And I'm like, what the heck? Like, how? And I just made the TikTok. I probably had, like, 10 followers or something. So I'm like, yo, this can't be real. Like, all I did was put hashtags, but that's just crazy. TikTok is crazy. And I'm still trying to learn it, too. I don't got it all figured out.
Yeah, I figured out. I'm like, is he actually on TikTok, or is just that because, you know, all of his stuff is on TikTok? It's just, you know, it's cool now that you got it. When did you realize that you were so big on TikTok? What is the first video that you got sent to you? How was your reaction at the time?
What you mean?
So, like, I know you're doing a growl challenge on TikTok. When you got your first submission, or somebody sent it to you, like, yo, bro, look, they got you on TikTok. What was your first reaction from
that? Oh, no. You know what it is? I did a video on TikTok first, but it didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Second video, I did it, but it got crazy, but it wasn't on, like, no growl crazy. You feel me? So then after that, I guess the people that did know me on TikTok, they started tagging me in some other boy video talking about he the growl king. This and I'm like, what the heck is this white boy talking about he the growl? So I did a video talking about, yo, everybody told they the growl king. This and that. And I did like 5 growls. And that just went crazy.
Yeah, that 5 growl shit is insane, bro. Yeah. You got people out here trying one. And you said you can growl 5 times back to back. I'm not going to win no prize. Cause it's
I just threw
up
a video yesterday from TikTok. Hilarious. Some white girls.
Yeah, I seen her. I seen her say, I was like,
just acting like, oh, yo, that video was hilarious.
Oh, man. So it must feel good that, you know, people are receiving your content well, you know, making TikToks, you know, memes or whatever the case may be. Now, with social media being in a fickle place, because, you know, Instagram is losing its likes. Twitter is down. Well, actually, Twitter is never down. Twitter is the one site that you go to find out other places. Twitter. No, Twitter is, man, Black Twitter is
I just
lit.
Wrote on there yesterday, like, yo, it's hard to keep up with all these social media sites. You'd be forgetting.
You know what I use? Hootsuite. Hootsuite is an app or, like, a platform that you can post
On one joint, it goes to all
in one time. And it's been working out for me because, like, man, stuff is busy.
What apps? Like Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Skonex. They actually selling the domain for Skonex, and I'm trying to buy it. I put $50 bid. I don't know how much it costs, but I'm putting that bid
in
for Skonex. I don't know. I just got to make sure I get it first. I put the bid in to see if it was an actual thing. But they told me my bid was too low, and I figured, but I just didn't know. Because I didn't want to bid like $500. Yeah, next thing you know, they say, you know, give me that bread. And I don't know if somebody bid lower. So I started low, but I don't know what I would do with it. I'll probably just take the domain and create a website for my stuff. So moving a little bit along, again, I just want to keep going back to longevity because we talk about 2013, et cetera. Now, with the growl being a sensation, everybody's growling. A lot of people don't know that you've been growling literally since that's the beginning, my whole life, right? Though. Like, when people hear it, they're like, oh, look, that's the growl fact. That's the growl man. Mm-hmm. And again, with social media hashtags and stuff, it becomes a thing. But let's talk about the growl in general. Where the hell did that sound come from, first of all? Actually, can you? Actually, you did it already for the show. I'm not even actually doing it again. I know the growl calls bread, but you crazy. What is it like? Just talk about the growl in general, because did you know it was going to become such a trademark? Again, like I said, people have this intuition when they're starting stuff off. Like, you know, if I stay true to my hustle, it's going to pay off. Was that something that you thought was going to get this big?
With the growl? Mm-hmm. Nah, not at all. The growl, I just wanted the growl to be like something that stick with people, because you meet people all the time. You feel me? Mm-hmm. People meet all types of people, so you tell them your name, like, people won't forget. So I'm like, I want something that stick with them.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, that's the dude that growl. That's the growling dude. It's not something like that. You feel me? So that was that.
Man, I have a lot of friends who tune into your content. They were excited that we had this interview today. And they were just like, bro, like, you really got to ask him about this growl. Because what part of your body does that growl come from? Like, how do you, all right, quick question. Anybody else in your circle know how to growl as good as you?
Nah.
Not at all. Because, like I said, I hear the TikToks, I hear the people doing the memes, but like the people that you're around, you might think they can adapt that sound, but nah, nobody doing
that. That'd be crazy, though. We really out here growling. Because
like, then you really make moves. Like, you could be in two places at once, right? They know that. You know what I'm saying? So, moving along again, we do have this Big DILF topic. Now, Big DILF is... Uh-huh. If you know what MILF is, you know it should be the opposite. Yeah. But for you, it's a whole movement. It's something that you're proud of. Congrats on being a dad.
Thank you.
What is it? What's the Big DILF movement? Talk about that too.
So the DILF is, you know, before when I thought of like, oh, I'm a DILF. It was dad. I like to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, so I had a lot of kids following me and stuff like that. So I had to switch it up to like, damn, I love fatherhood. Mm-hmm. So it's just about being a father and just, you know, embracing it. Because, you know, moms get all the credit all the time. So, you know what I mean? It's time for the dads to shine. We got a name. We DILFing out here.
Do you feel people are receptive to that movement? Are people actually joining in, you know, hashtagging
Big
DILF?
Yeah, 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 yo, what?
You got the DILF Rock as well.
That's DILF a fact. I got the DILF Rock dance for the
shout out my boy Keenan, man, because Keenan knows I'm doing this interview, and we used to be on the block DILF rocking all the time. We don't got no kids, but that shit is hilarious. So we used to be DILF Rock. You got popped your arms with it, man. So, you know, shouts to him. He knows he's happy I'm doing this too. But yeah, man, so DILF Rock, it's becoming a... It's doing its thing, man.
I took a break from it, which I don't know why. So I'm trying to build that back up, because I'm about to shoot the video and things soon.
Oh, you shooting the video? I need a camera.
Long overdue, grandma.
Because visuals, like you mentioned earlier, people want to see content. Yeah. Maybe it's not a long content. A music video is what, 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. I learned that because I thought you could just make music and throw it out. I thought because I had the clout, I could make any song that's lit. And I'd be lit for that. I'm like, nah, you need videos. I see you need videos with the song. Same time.
Facts.
I wish I would have dropped it the same time. Boom.
I feel like if you dropped it the same time, it would have been like...
crazy.
Because at least everybody would have tuned in a lot and learned the dance. You know, it would have been like an actual chicken noodle soup kind of sensation.
Yeah.
Speaking of clout, what do you think sells in today's market? Talent or clout?
Definitely clout. Mm-hmm. Talent ain't nothing. You know, it's funny. I wanted to do a skit like you could buy stuff with clout. Mm-hmm. Like, you at a restaurant, and it's like, all right, like, you done eating, all right, I'll be 30 followers. And I'm like, huh? You're like, oh, $30. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, clout is, like, the new money now. So that'd be funny if, like, you could use your followers. Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to be 3 followers. You lose 3 followers, you pay for something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Do you feel like your following is clout, or do you feel like it's actual support?
It's support. Definitely support. Because I got a whole people out here growling. They sending me videos on the regular. So that's not no clout. That's straight support. That's like, support, yo, I like this. I like what you're doing. I want to show him I can do it too. Boom.
Now, looking at your Instagram, you're almost at 200,000 followers. That's impressive. Do people feel less inclined to reach out to you now that you are so heavily like involved in social media? Because, like I said, back then, you didn't have 190,000. Yeah, we both can say that you didn't, right? And then people would be like, okay, I can reach out to Wavy. He'll respond to me. Honestly, when we reached out, I could either go one of two ways. He's going to respond or he's not.
That's a fact.
What does it feel like having this type of following? Because, like I said, you feel like it gives you a sense of more pride than you already had, because now people are in tune.
Yeah.
You know how people are on social media. They'll like it before they follow you. Yeah, they'll watch it before they follow you. So what does it feel like now to you with having 190,000 followers, just being all over the place? How from a guy who's been real humble about his beginnings and how you come up. What does it feel like now? Because I know it must be overwhelming.
Nah, right now it's nothing. I want over a million. When I get over, when I see that 1M, I probably walk a little different. I mean, right now it ain't about nothing. Right now it's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm more like I got more followers in real life than Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's really. Everywhere I go, yo.
Nah,
but they're not following me.
I think, let me tell you right now, it was a while ago, but I have a friend, I'm not going to air her out, we'll talk about who she is afterwards. She was on Snapchat, I think, and like, you were somewhere, man, and I think you were talking about Velveeta's, which is, we're going to talk about Velveeta's next, but she was like, yo, look at Wavy in his goddamn durag. And I was like, yo, he's really everywhere. And then she was like, you know, like, little things that you do make an impact everywhere. You got a lot of outlets that can really touch a lot of markets.
I know her, nah.
I don't think so, bro, because the way she made it look, she's like, just look at, like, it was just one of those things passing by. Like, she see you, you was doing something. Crazy. But I'll tell you who it is afterwards. Okay, okay, if you know her or not. Velveeta's. Uh-huh. Talk about Velveeta's. What's that?
So Velveeta's is a velvet durags. My velvet durags. You know what I mean? Cop a Velveeta, be a leader. Don't play yourself. Save yourself. Cop up, don't op up.
Yo, the slogans that you have are hilarious. My favorite one is get your money up, not your funny up.
Yeah, that's mine.
Now, being somebody that is entertaining, some might classify you as comedian. When you say get your money up, not your funny up, people look at you like, what does he mean? Like, this guy's out here entertaining everybody and he's telling us to get our money up and not our funny up. Is he trying to stop our shine? Like, what's going on? So talk about that slogan, because that one's really one that's interesting to me personally.
So basically with that, when I say get your money up, not your funny up, it's not all about just money. Mm-hmm. It's about out here, like, you know, just acting right, moving accordingly. Getting your funny up is out here acting a fool, you know, doing wild things, being a follower, going to jail. What type of thing? Like, that's getting your funny up because look at you, you're a clown. You're what are you doing? You're doing clown facts, things. Facts. So get your money out here. You know what I mean? Do what you got to do to get your money. Provide for you, yourself, your family. You know what I mean? Just be yourself.
Wavy, from your class, and when I say your class, the people that were around back then, like I think we talked about it before. It was you. You had Lowkey Mar. I don't really... can't really pinpoint who else was around entertaining as like at a higher degree, because even with social media being on such a small scale back then, when Lowkey went viral, was because of the stuff with Mally and the present, and then he kept grinding, you kept grinding. Who's still around from that era, like still making it?
Lowkey Mar's still around. Yeah, he's still around. Who else was it really?
I'm trying to think. Honestly,
Capri always been around.
Capri
always been around.
Yeah, Capri's been around, and I'm actually like, I have my feelings towards him. He knows that personally, but I'm actually happy to see that
OD.
He's breaking into, you know, and it's good to see you guys, like, again, staying true to yourselves. You don't have to have this gimmick. And your gimmick, if people claim to be a gimmick, it's who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that you growl around your family and friends.
That's a fact.
I'm pretty sure you delf rocking around your family and friends. You wear the Velveeta's. You know what I'm saying? So this is you. Outside of entertainment a bit, when I spoke with Frank McFly, who you work with closely, we talked about how you guys do a lot of give back to the community.
Yep.
Now, with somebody at your status, do you feel like it's a necessity, or do you just do it because of the genuine in your heart?
We was doing that before the cloud even came, so that's just like genuine.
So,
like,
boom, I guess a better question is, now that you are where you are, do you feel like you have to... Thanksgiving just passed, and I was like, when I do stuff for public, me personally don't put it on camera. If it's like a big event, obviously, but if it's something small, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Now that you're in the limelight, do you feel like you have to put these things in the limelight to show people that you're actually doing, or are you going to just do it?
Nah, of course not. But what I like to record just to have to show people, like,
that
you can do it too.
Human, that
you know what I mean? Just not because, like, yo, look what I'm doing, but like, yo, you could do it too. Imagine everybody in the world is helping out. Yeah. It'll change a lot of problems.
It will change a lot of problems, man. I think people are just...
And it's stuff like that give people hope. Like, oh, shoot. Like,
especially seeing, like, somebody that has... I'll talk about humble beginnings a lot because, I mean, we're in Brooklyn right now. A lot of us, they come from rich families or stuff like that. So we're giving back to the same situation that we used to be in.
That's a fact.
At some degree. So, I mean, it's good to see that you're doing stuff like that still, and you'll continue because, like I said, it gives people hope.
You can see the truth in the pictures and videos. Like, I've been seeing some people that be doing stuff, and they picture, they looking like...
Yeah, when you don't...
Like, they don't want to be there. Like, they just doing it for they won't get fined or something. Yeah, parole officer can see us.
Or
like
for the likes. And that's why I'm kind of glad Instagram is getting rid of stuff like that, too, because it's like, people don't really...
Yours not showing the likes right now?
So I got two profiles. I got a media profile and a personal. On my media, it is. On my personal, it's not, for some odd reason. It's just showing, it's showing one person and others.
Yeah, somebody showed me that the other day. It said like one in 1,000 others.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm just like, why they doing it for some and not others? Because now it's like...
But what about videos? Videos is not showing the views?
So when I go to my IGTV videos from my original profile, it would just show that one person and others like
for
that.
Videos.
Yeah, actually, wow. Right now, actually, we're taking a 30-second break so I can show Wavy.
No, you can show me that after. Yeah.
No, no, that's my shit, man. We do what you want, man. But yeah, it don't show the views.
That's crazy. I thought it was only pictures.
I thought it was only pictures too, and then I was like, oh shit.
Wow.
See, look, this is an IGTV video I just dropped on there, and it says and others. You feel me? It don't show the views. Wacky shit. Wacky shit. So I'm just like, I mean, man,
that's whack. I mean, but hey, long as they
watch it. Teacher zone, right?
It's only for outside looking. They didn't look cool. Like, okay, they got this much numbers on. You know what I mean?
A moment that, now we're going to go back to entertainment for a bit. If you want to hear more about, you know, how much Wavy gives back, you can refer to episode 16 of the podcast. When I spoke with Frank McFly, he gets in depth with it. For time purposes, I want to move on to something that I want to talk about. And this is Barclays Center. Tidal. Meek Mill.
Yes, sir.
I used to work at Barclays Center, so I know what it's like being on that stage or just like being down there on the floor getting your shine. I've seen a lot of people, artists and stuff, do their thing. I wasn't there in the building, but I watched the video and what was that like? You, to break it down for the people, and I might even throw a video, I might put up a clip. I might put this clip up. Shit.
Why not?
Wavy gets on stage, he's dancing. I think they're playing Computers.
Yeah.
Meek Mill's on stage and I'll let you tell the story.
So basically, Meek Mill, what's crazy with this whole story is that, all right, we in Barclays, you know what I mean, the homies, we in there, and we bought like probably $20 tickets, which is, you know, you're supposed to be across the street in Target watching the show.
Facts.
So, 1 minute we here, 1 minute we lower. It's funny because on my Instagram, you see me recording from here, then I'm there. So, you know what I mean? And the next thing you know, we right there in front, and the next thing I'm on stage. So people look like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we in the front now. We in the front. So Meek Mill, so the song come on. He said, "Yo, we in Brooklyn. Who wanna teach me how to Millie rock?" I don't know if you saw the time.
I didn't see that part. I just saw the part when you start getting crazy.
Yeah. So he was it was on Instagram. He was trying to Millie rock. Like everybody was like, "Yo, what the heck is that? What's that?" So he was like, "We in Brooklyn. Who wanna come on stage and teach me how to Millie rock?"
Mm.
So my people's just pushing me like, "Yo, him."
Yeah.
I'm going hard. Like, nah, what? Like, what am I? I'm not going up there. You crazy? Nah. So it's like the light was shining, and it's like the light just stopped on me. And I got the Velveeta on, so with the light hit, the Velveeta is over. So Meek Mill looked at me, he said, "You want to come up here?" I said, "Whatever." He said, "All right, come on then." So I get up there, next thing you know, man, other people just started coming. So we get up there, and I'm like, damn. First of all, my fucking adrenaline is like on 1,000. So I say,
what up to me.
I say, "What's growl?" I'm thinking he probably know who I was, but he definitely did not.
Nah.
I said, "What's growl?" I growled, and he's like, "Oh." So whatever, I'm on there. The next thing you know, other people start coming out. So he's like, "Who want to go first?" So I'm just doing my little 1-2s, nothing. Some girl went first, boom. He said, "Nah, we need somebody for real. So everybody looking at me, so I'm like, damn, what I'm going to do? So my thing is I'm always ripping my shirt.
That's how I'm here.
So I'm in there. I'm thinking, what I'm going to do? I'm improvising. Damn, what I'm going to do? So I throw my hoodie off. They should not rip the shirt, boom, and get crazy. And everybody just like, yo. And the rest is history. You saw
what was it like when, because when he gave you the microphone.
Yeah. I think looking he had to snatch it from him.
Yeah, I peeped that. I was like, yo, this was some Brooklyn shit. Yeah, like, Meek Mill had to realize where he was, man. He was in our towns. But when you took the mic, looking at, I know you didn't see his face because you were facing the crowd ready to get crazy. Yeah. So his face was like, what the fuck is this dude about to say?
Uh-huh.
What was that like? Did you anticipate what you were going to say? Or you just say, you know what? Let me just get
myself
out
there. Nah, I already know
what
I said. That's my regular drop. You already know it is. Big deal for the spot. Don't make it hot. You ain't growly wild and get your money up and not your funny up and hit the growl. That's my go-to.
Afterwards, did you... Were you able to speak to Meek Mill or, you know?
Nah. Everything happened so fast.
I got to mention that you guys are cool with Wiz Khalifa.
Talk about that a little bit.
I don't want to get too much into it because, you know, Wiz Khalifa, he's unproblematic. He don't bother nobody. I let him do his thing. I let him relax. But how did that come about?
So basically, I saw Wiz was following me. He was like one of the first I saw following me. And I'm like...
Yeah, he showed love to a lot
of
people that
real.
Are
I'm
up,
like,
yeah.
This Wiz Khalifa. I clicked the page. And I see the verified check, and I'm like, I wrote him right away. Yo, Wiz, what the heck? That's crazy. Yeah. I appreciate you following me. This and that, but he ain't write me. So I'm like, dang. So as I be posting stuff, he be liking, commenting, even my story. I'm like, somebody watch your story. That mean they really like.
Somebody watch your story. That means they really on your page because they can find you through.
He commented on stuff on the story. So I'm like, I hit him up like, yo, Wiz, I'm going to be in LA and so. It'd be cool. We could link. He said, yo, we definitely going to get up. Then he sent his people to hit me up, gave me his number. and the rest was there.
Does he smoke as much as people say he does?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay.
I see videos, I see pictures, but I just want to know. It's some other shit, right? Yeah, I can imagine that, bro. I wouldn't even attempt to smoke a whiskey. I'll just be like, you got it, brother. I'll watch. I'm just in awe that I'm, you know, I'll watch. Uh-huh. Now, with everything that you have going on, Wavy, it's crazy to see your progress from, you know, early days to now. Again, me being a big supporter of fan, this right here is it's like career's coming full circle, especially for me, because like I said to you before the interview, I reached out some years ago, but I wasn't ready to.
You reached out to me?
I reached out to an email like back in like 2014, probably.
To me?
If I could find the email address, yeah, that'd and be crazy. It's an old email address, but if I could log into it and show you the screenshot, it was on some dumb shit too. Like I wrote to you like, yo, bro, I do sit down interviews. You trying to pull up? Like it wasn't even on some like
on some professional.
Yeah, and I was recording in the basement. Shout out to my guy Kane Frame. We was in his basement. He was filming all my interviews. So it was like when I took the break back then, I was like, you know what, when I come back to do interviews again, I'm gonna do it official. Yeah, so yeah. I can all the people that I didn't get last time, let's see if they still with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna find this email. I gotta probably log into it. It's an old email address. But when I find it, I'm gonna go to the outbox.
Okay, that's great.
You're gonna see the stupid shit I was writing in 2014. I was like, bro, pull up. What's next for Wavy's World?
I'm working on a sitcom right now. Wavy's Real sitcom, like basically just about my life, like before I went viral to now, like you know everything we talking about, just for they could see it. Like yo, I ain't just come out of nowhere. Yeah, a lot of people just think that, like yo, he just came out of nowhere.
And that's why I also made sure I got you up here so we could talk about little things in the past. We didn't get too in depth, but I want people to look at that stuff. I want people to go back and say, you know, this is a dude that has, because literally you've been hilarious since. It's not you're not one of the people that has been like, all right, he was alright, and then and he tried something new, or growling and all the stuff is something that you know.
Yeah.
So I can attest that you've been hilarious since day one. So you got a sitcom coming out.
Yeah.
When's the anticipated drop?
I'm not good with dates.
You're not good with dates? Okay.
I ain't good with dates or times.
I mean, you was on time today, so I appreciate that. Sure,
I was earlier than I was supposed to be.
Facts. So we got you here today on this snowy day. I don't want to hold you too long, Wavy. We're going to look for the sitcom.
Uh-huh.
You're going to tune into all the... Actually, this is what I want to laugh at, too. I was watching your Thanksgiving video when you were dancing.
You know that's like 2 years old?
Is it? Yeah. I've never seen that video.
Oh, dude, that's 2 years old.
I saw so many people comment,
I'm like, yo, I put this up. This is mad old.
And I'm like a, if you look at my photo album, I got like almost 10,000 stuff in because I screenshot or screen record. Wow. So I can laugh at shit if I can't find it.
That's crazy.
Like, bro, I'll show you right now. So I got set almost 8 bands. Wow. You feel me? So
Okay.
I never saw that video. That shit was hilarious.
Word, thank you. That's two years old, son. I'm not even fit like that, though, man. I'm trying to get back in the gym.
That one and then the low-key shit. I always have them put those two together for next year Thanksgiving. Like, this is what I need. I'm going to make some shit. So we're going to stay tuned to everything that you have going on. Sir. Where can we find you on social media and websites?
Wavysworld.com, wavysworld.net. Wavys_world on the gram, wavys_world TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's funny. I'm shouting out to that.
Facebook,
Wavy's World, everything Wavy's World.
We got the first Wavy TikTok shout out. Yeah, you know, you can literally Google this man, and that's
Big
crazy.
Big Delph, Growl Man, Wavy's World,
Velveeta's,
all that. You know what I mean?
So, I'm gonna order some Velveeta. I'm not a person who wants the free shit. I keep my hair to a certain level, so I don't really wear durags. But
just have it as a collector's
item. Yeah, collector's item. I need a collector's item. I do appreciate you pulling up. I'm going to stay in tune. We're gonna connect in the future.
Yes, sir.
Work on some projects. I do all y'all for the Frank McFly and friends. So I'm saying this on live on air. I got y'all. I'll interview
everybody. I'm doing a brunch on the 15th. You gotta come through.
Of December?
My birthday, my birthday is 17, so
send me.
Heck yeah.
I'm there.
Ground them all.
That's a weekend, too. And yes, I'm off weekends. So let's get it. Yo, again, you've been listening to Vontae NYC Podcast. I am pleased and honored that I had the Big Dope in the building, Wavy World, today. Again, man, for all the years that you've been entertaining until today, I appreciate it. We are looking forward to what 2020 has in store.
Yes, sir.
Keep growling. Get your money up, not your funny up.
Yes, sir.
You know the vibes. Appreciate you pulling through, bro.
You're right,
all right?
Let's get it.